seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. By then I was ill and killed. The man had a beard and a bag full of Philly. 12 o'clock at noon. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he left his driver's wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me.
I assume you already put your Christmas tree up.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't put my Christmas tree up just yet. I do got my wrapping paper out and whatnot. You signed for the wrapping paper on the door and whatnot, too, so.
Are you nice, though? Because some people be having the nasty wrapping paper on the door, though.
Nah. My shit nice, baby. I don't play that shit. I take Christmas very serious. My rapping is serious, all that, bro. Like, you want to admire the rap. When I give you a gift, you want to admire the rap first for a second, and then you want to open the gift.
Okay. So you can go work at Macy's right now. You go wrap gifts.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Wrapping paper is very important. It's like crucial to the gift. Mm-hmm. Like I buy specific. My nieces have. They save wrapping paper that from like 2 years ago because they like the wrapping paper. Like I get wrapping paper that you could. It's double sided.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, you got the fancy paper.
Change it up every year. Just flip it back and forth. Don't get Trip, that. Did you learn that with the Boy Scouts?
Nah. I learned that from my mom. I had to wrap all the gifts every year. So as I got older anyway, not when I was a kid, I didn't wrap my own shit. But when I was older, yeah, I had to wrap all the gifts. So, but I like wrapping gifts though. Like that shit is like therapeutic for me. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know I love the kids. So, you know, it's
She saw you was good at something. She was like, go ahead, baby. Go ahead and wrap all them gifts. Mm-hmm. So, Mommy gonna build me.
Now I've just been wrapped. Like the last, I'll probably say like 10 years, I wrap all of the gifts.
Nah, so, she a trip with that line that all mothers hit us with. I thought it'd make it easier for you if I just put all the gifts over here. And I lined them up already for you. Like, all right, okay.
Facts.
Yeah, some people don't be with it though. They just push it in the bag and be like, fuck it.
Nah, that's cheating. You can't do that. You got to give the kids gifts to open, man.
See, Eric.
That's my brother.
Hey.
You cheating, that's Eric.
I got you a gift. I got you a good gift. Put it in this little bag. Got a little tissue paper for it. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Nah, you, man, I like seeing the tree though with a bunch of shit.
Tag is on the president also. No.
We know better than that. You gotta take the tags off, cut the tags off. Gotta be better than that. You know what I'm saying? Nice gift bag with the tissue paper in there, bong. Mm-hmm. Now for my youngest daughter, that's different. Her, we gotta still wrap the gifts.
Now let me ask you this, Eric.
My nephews that's teenagers, they know what time it is.
Do you give like say cause like you know, for babies, they don't really know what the heck you getting them, you know, anyway. So do you get like 30 gifts from like the discount store for the baby? Or do you still get like expensive like gifts for the baby, even though they don't really, you know, understand it just yet?
Nah, we still try to get her like at least 5 or 6 like high quality things that are on her list. And then my wife loves to get her like little stocking stuffers and smaller stuff, you know, that she just to get more stuff to open up. But yeah I mean, she know because like now it's crazy too. I thought now that we talking about this, because remember back in the day we used to get excited to see like the Toys R Us little pamphlet and all that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Amazon does that now too. So that came in the mail like 2 weeks ago, so now my daughter got everything on there checked off. She don't even care if it's a toy for a boy or a girl.
She got the whole book checked.
She circle shit. You know, we did that when he was a kid. Yeah. Used to circle stuff. You're gonna be like, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that.
Mm-hmm. Fold the page that. And shit.
Yeah, I told her, Dad, start marking off the stuff you want. And next thing you know, everything I marked off, I'm like, some of this stuff ain't even for you, but
it would look nice.
Yeah, basically.
She got Tim's on the list. She got a guitar up there, piano, everything.
Right. It's like the kids be like, ooh, what's that? I want to try it.
Yeah. But they circle off everything. But yeah, for her, she still gets her gifts wrapped. I mean, you know, my daughter's old enough, and my ain't nothing on my daughter's list that's cheap. That's just call it what it is. Last year she got 2 pair of Jordans, 3 Uggs. She wanted the money to go shopping. She was just racking up. So
yeah, my nephew feet too big now. I had to cut him off from the Jordans.
That's what I'm saying. Like my nephew. I luck out though, because I'll go to the outlet. Remember the same outlet I took y'all to over there at the Harbor? So I'll go to the outlet and I'll get them some fly Nike sweatsuits, or they got Tommy and they got Polo over there. So I'll get them some good high quality sweatsuits from over there, because that's what they rock anyway. Like my nephew Brandon, I ain't seen him in a pair of jeans ever. If he ain't wearing shorts,
some slides.
Yeah, if he ain't wearing shorts, he wearing sweats all the time. So it's like, he love it. Like last year I bought him 2 Tommy Hilfiger sweatsuits. He love them joints. Like, yo, he's perfect right here. So he don't care. My nephew Jaden like that. Brandon, Lorenzo, they all like that. They like, yo, just give me some sweatsuits. Still, it's good.
Yeah, and some sneakers.
They went crazy last year, because I got them each 2 sweatsuits, and then I put an extra like a pack of Nike socks in there. Oh, they loved it. That was like the thing for them, because like you said, they wearing slides all day anyway.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
A good pair of dry fit socks is like underrated for guys. Like I just kind of want to point that out. You know what I'm saying? Like a good pair of socks. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a lot of socks, man. I like some good socks. I don't like them little bullshit socks. I know, my aunt told me about this one person she used to work with. She used to buy a new pair of socks. She never wore the same pair of socks twice. So she used to buy like cheap socks and like on the street, and she would throw them shits away or donate them after a while.
I heard of people doing that.
Yeah.
But I do the same thing. Like I actually put good money in the socks. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I catch my wife wearing, like I like the thick polo socks with like the thick ribs on them. But them joints is perfect for the wintertime. So I be catching every now and then wearing them. It's like I just don't lose the other one though when it's time to wash it. I don't want to be a mismatched pair out here.
You guys, like my grandmother used to do, she put a paper clip on the socks to keep them together in the washing machine.
Not the paper clip. Y'all really think something be taking y'all socks, man? That happened to y'all?
Bro, I'm y'all really losing socks? Bro.
It's frustrating, bro. It's frustrating when you folding the laundry and you like, yo, I know I ain't lose this sock.
Nah.
You double check the dryer. You spin it around.
Yep.
You look in the corners.
But then the next time when you lose the other sock, at least if you had a couple in the pack, you could, you put them together. Because now that you lost one, and then, the next time it's like, all right.
You got to save the one lost sock, because just in case.
Yep, if it ever turned out.
I was about to say, because I know for a good 6 months, I got a lone Nike sock in the back of the dresser. Every time I put this clothes away, it's still there, because I'm still holding out hope. I'm going to find the other one.
Motherfucker waiting, like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get this pair back.
Yeah. You're not going to be alone forever, brother.
I'm like the lone sock hoarder, because I have a group of them that there's so many that I just tie one sock with all the other ones, with the one sock ones.
Breeze old school.
And I found socks though. I found them like every like 2 laundry trips down, and I'll find the extra sock though. So you got to keep them.
Be like in the back of the laundry, the laundry basket, because you don't really like move it out. You just grab everything out. Mm-hmm.
Right. It'd be that one time you.
Oh, there you go.
It'd be that time you start to rearrange the room. You'd be like, there go that motherfucking sock right there.
Bullshit.
I was looking for him. But nah, that's a fact. You got to, man. You got to. But this is a great time because, as you mentioned, Trip, even though I don't like the wrap gifts, it's always cool to give your loved one something nice and see, the excitement on their face when they get that gift. So it's always a good time.
Facts. I remember I was, for years, when we was doing the show, I would have Mark come through in a Santa Claus suit to the crib for all of, and I'll have all my nephews, my godkids, and my nieces come through, and I'll have Mark there giving them gifts in the fucking Santa Claus suit.
You so fucking theatrical.
My man's family does that
for the kids, man.
Yeah,
because there's so many kids, but there's always like one person who's like the designated Santa for the year.
Yeah,
and they have the one Santa suit. And I'm over here like painting Santa's face and shit.
Oh shit!
You got to do it though, cause like
you better clean that suit from the year before if it's different people. Well, fuck that.
Take it.
No, cause they stuff it up. It's one suit, cause ain't nobody got time.
Word. Oh, so anybody saying that? Oh, got you.
Because everybody's like, everybody is like, all right, who's gonna be Santa this year?
Like, yo, you can't and get lit so, early.
Yeah, like it. You know, it was just, who's gonna be Santa? All right, here's the suit. Sometimes we got, you know, pieces missing. You go, all right, hold on, we gotta.
He got one boot left. The belt don't close no more. None of that.
One pat, one. You know, you gotta make it work.
That beard be looking scraggly as hell. Like, he holding on.
Like,
we got all the kids in one place, and they're like, all right, we gotta bring Santa through. You know,
Santa giving out all these gifts, and he can't get no new suit. Y'all gotta do better. Santa, get Santa a gift next year. Get him a new suit. Man.
We'll see. Maybe this year I'll petition because you know.
Everybody throw $10 in.
Edition. We gotta have the new edition, so you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Gonna need that.
When baby boy comes next year, we gotta have the fresh Santa.
There you go.
That's true.
Facts. Yeah. You have to, because like for me, I know how big Christmas was growing up, so I always wanted to give that feeling to the younger kids. But you got a shit like that, like, you know, that makes a kid's, you know, childhood, things like that.
Yo, that the whole excitement of just running up and opening up boxes. I think even when you, I mean, shit, we knew it wasn't no Santa growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom, dad used to have stuff inside it. But for the most part, you wanted your shit. You know what I'm saying? But even so, like, it's just the whole, you know, just the theatrics behind the, you know, the tree and all that. That's, you know, kids love that stuff. You know what I mean? Like Rockefeller, you know what I'm saying? That's always something that's real big. You know, cities all around the world, they have something like that. So, you know, I'm happy about the joy of the season. You know what I mean? We definitely giving a gift as well because, you know, everybody listening and shooting the shit.
That's a fact.
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
Damn.
Yes, sir. Yo, I think my goddaughter, she's trying to get her Christmas gift upped just now because I was talking.
You got a limit?
It depends, you know, on how my pockets is doing that type of year. But I usually like what I've been doing for like the last like probably 10 years. I usually use my football money to do Christmas shopping. Because it'll usually be like a nice big check. Right there, so I'll just take all that and I'll just like blow it on Christmas gifts for everybody. But I was walking past her and she's like, yeah, my friend was telling me her dad was famous. And I was like, so? My godfather's famous. Google him. Look him up. So she says his name was Anthony Frank Jones. So she was like, oh, she looked it up. She was like, oh my goodness, I'll be watching this guy. I felt mad special. Like, hold on, I done came up, got the kids watching.
Frankie, baby. Yeah, I was bragging about you today. Just keep that in mind when you do your shopping.
Your word. Because, you know, I want these Jordans. So I'm going to get them for her, though. Because, you know, she got small feet. I don't mind buying Jordans for people with small feet. Because, you know, I can still get you the kid sizes. And it's all good. But once you get past the 7...
Man, no more youth sizes. That's you get past that 7.5 youth sizes. I don't know.
Yeah. You lucky to get some more whites.
Yeah, last time I bought my nephew Jaden some Jordans, he probably was only like 6 or 7.
It's over for that.
If I got to pay the same price for yours as of mine, nah, it ain't. Nah.
You got to get a job at that point, brother.
Yeah, nah.
I can't do it.
I'm so trying to get mine. On this, bro.
Nah, cause I'm trying to get mine. I got my eye on something right now. I missed the pre joint. Hold on, let me show you these. Eric.
It pays to have little feet. I'm still in the youth, 3.5, 4.
That's my daughter and my wife is that size. So yeah, that's perfect. Like yeah, we could do that. We're not.
Nah, ain't nobody getting Jordans now. I can't.
I'm
get
still
them.
In the run. I'm still in the running. I could be like, yo, babe, I'm.
Hold me down.
Oh yeah.
All right, those are very jumps.
You know I got my eye on these, Eric.
You got a new sweatsuit? I know you got one.
I ain't get it yet because I ain't get the sneakers.
We know
yet.
You, bro. We know you, little thotty. You.
Damn. How you gonna call him a thotty?
That's gonna be a key of his Christmas thotty suit.
Yo, nah, I was thinking about getting a new tech suit though. But you know, Jason, he stopped working at Nike, so it's throwing off my discount.
Deals ain't got the deals.
Nah, I ain't got the deals right now, so I'm trying to get this motherfucker to go get a job back at Nike so I can get the discount. Man, that 40% off be kicking.
Yep. Yo, shout out to my man Dills. When I saw my man lost, my man out here like getting fit, man. He doing his thing, man.
Oh, he was hooping. I mean, he's on one of them. What's one of them rec teams? The older dudes be playing on. One of them. Oh, okay. He on one of them. They made it to the championship game. He just telling me they just played tonight.
So we talking shit with the Bengay?
Yeah, with the old folks. He not with the 40 and over crew just yet, but he almost there.
Yeah.
So
you gotta still stay active, man. You gotta go somewhere to talk shit.
Facts. You know, so I'm looking forward to that though. But yeah, I'm gonna cop me a new sweatshirt. So I've been checking Macy's and whatnot, seeing what they got over there. You know, I checked on Black Friday to see what was going on, what they had. I ain't really like what I seen though, so I'm gonna wait it out. But I'm definitely cop something for myself. You know, I gotta get myself a gift.
Yeah. No freaky toys either.
Easy, Sean.
Get that golf 5000.
Easy, Sean. You gotta fucking relax, bro.
He gonna get that.
No, you cut your just shit, Sean. Right. Okay, cut the shit out, man. No, Sean. First of all, I'm usually by myself. If I'm getting myself a gift, it's usually electronics.
Okay. That's electronic.
I'm talking about like a video game, Sean. The PS5 was my last Christmas gift.
I want to get a game system, man. I think I've come to this place in life where I think I can kind of step back into the games, man. It's been a while. I haven't had a system since the first PlayStation. I refuse to call the PlayStation 1 or whatever. I had the first PlayStation, but yeah, man, I see myself getting there soon, man.
You start off slow, Sean. Don't jump out the window and go straight to the PS5.
No, I just need I just need some fighting games and maybe some Madden.
Ain't no sense in wasting money on a 4. You might as well get a 5. Like
the 5 is expensive, bro.
You gotta find it though. You still can't find it though.
Nah, my mans and them got them.
Oh yeah, you can find them. See,
you can find
them. They got a good prices.
Yeah, I got you, bro. You got those all at me.
I'm saying you get a 4, and then like in a couple months they not even making no more games for it.
Yeah, you gotta drop the bag, bro.
Right, so you might as well go ahead and get that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. Since I've been home, I dead thought about that. I had that thought like yesterday or today. Like, yo, I think I might need me like a little Nintendo with some Street Fighter.
Something, right? Like something to keep going. Handheld
joints.
Remember when they came back with the Nintendo? It was a couple years ago. Bro, mm-hmm. I wanted it so fucking bad. I was pissed off that I couldn't find one.
Like, they had like the little knockoff ones at Family Dollar, right?
Nah, I don't want that bullshit.
Nah, that's not.
It's not the same, bro. I wanted the that ain't actual. It. Yeah, son, we're not about to do that. I don't play about my electronics, bro. Like, I don't play. I'm not just getting up here just buying some bullshit just to fucking buy it. Nah, I need to have the official tissue.
Oh yeah, so you ain't never had the Android.
Android what?
Back in the day.
No, I had an Android phone, but I mean, you still.
Yeah, you did have an Android, yeah. But a lot of people, I don't know.
But I had the top of the line Android though. I didn't just get no bullshit, bro. The Galaxy is just as much as fucking iPhone.
Yeah, and I don't know why I threw that out there because they got some good ass cameras too. Because a lot of motherfuckers are about to be like, listen, you got the Destiny phone and shit to take these pictures. Because them shits be looking official, yo. I think that's probably one of the major things that iPhones is probably lacking. But then there's some crazy shit going on with iPhones in China too. But yeah,
I think that's the one thing that those Galaxy phones or you know them Android phones have is the camera. Cause everything else, like, once you make the switch over to iPhone, it's a completely different world. But the camera,
yeah,
it's like you low key tell them, no, use your phone. You got the new Android. Now you got.
Well, what is that? I think it's the Google Pixel. I think that's the name of it.
You can, that like, Google phone is fire too, though.
You can remove like the background, like if somebody is crossing in the back, you can mm-hmm. remove the joint. Like, hello,
fire. Have you thinking like twice about his iPhone?
What we facts. Doing?
Yeah. So, what are you gonna do? But let's get into some shit. We
got
on the agenda, Sean.
Yo, so it was a guy, a Frenchman. He got fired for not partaking in the happy at the work happy hour bonding event. So basically, he didn't want to drink, and they got upset and they got mad at him because he didn't, you know, he didn't want to get twisted and shit. You know,
and then they fired him for that, no?
Yeah, yep. I don't know if it was like a, I don't know. I was just different though, because you know, different states have different laws. Like some states are like at will states and stuff like that. So I don't know how it is in France or whatever. But that was that. That was something weird. Like so, he didn't want to get drink. He didn't want to drink or whatever. But you fired him because of that. So. Guess it was something, they took it as something like, you know, disrespectful or whatever.
I guess. I mean, in Europe, it's different, but that's real different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but didn't they like the state or, you know, wherever they was, like they reprimanded the company because they weren't supposed to do that? Like that wasn't.
I don't know. A lot of these countries, they just do different stuff, though. I know, like, not even talking about that, like shit. Some of these other countries that have siestas, like I need those. We need to bring those over here. I'm always about a nap, but that happy hour shit just—it was kind of outrageous, though. Like,
I think in the UK they're about to go to a 4-day work week, right?
See,
and still get paid for a Friday.
Yeah, but that's
not even gonna lie. The older I get, you know, and jobs are funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you at work. And that's like your work family, but people be shady too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the older I get and the more I'm in the workplace, like I don't even want to talk to y'all. Like I want to come here, I want to do my job, and I want to get the fuck out. Like
no new
all
friends.
This extra shit, I'm good. Like work parties and all this, like I'm okay. Thank you. Y'all have fun.
For some reason, like our society, when it comes to work and the workplace, we hold on to like these old mindsets and we still have yet to adjust. Cause I remember when I lived in Germany, one of the illest shits was that in Germany, you get a 3-hour lunch break.
And dog.
Not dead ass, but
come on, man.
That wasn't, nah, check it. That was intentionally done because the mindset of the country was like, all right, you work a 40-hour week, you out and about, right? But if I give you a 3-hour lunch break, that's an opportunity for you to book any appointment you got. That's an opportunity for you to sit down with your family and eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bree, right? If you at work and your man at work, you got a 3-hour lunch break, it's easier for y'all to meet up and actually have a meal together, not you rushing to eat some bullshit on lunch to get back to the clock.
Right. Yep.
So that's why they would do it, because it was part of all family bonding. Like now there's no excuse. There is no reason why you could never say I work so much, I don't get to spend time with my family. You got 3 hours on your lunch break. Wait, you know what I'm saying? You and your wife, or you and your wife and your kids could get together and eat. But even now, like one of the beauties that came out of the pandemic is like now, like so many people get to work remote, and a lot of these jobs is realizing like, yo, it's actually better for your mindset.
Yep.
You know, think about it. I know when I lived in New York, y'all still there. Y'all know, like if I got to get on a train and deal with bullshit for 45 minutes to an hour to get to work, I'm already in a bad mood when I got here. Now. Right?
Don't talk to me.
Right. Now I don't even want to be bothered now because I had to deal with some bullshit waiting for the train, on the train, getting off the train. So by
I'm
the
probably
time
late now.
Right. By the time I walked in this door, it already been an eventful day. Now I'm here. If I get into some bullshit here, I'm probably going to snap on somebody now.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when it's time for me to leave, I'm running out the door because I'm like, yo, I want to get home as quickly as possible. But now trains is delayed. Yeah. There's some bullshit going on with MTA. So now what should have took me 30 to 45 minutes to get home turned into a 2-hour trip. I do all that shit. By the time I see my family, now I really don't even want to be bothered because the whole day been a fucking shit show.
It's true.
So yeah, now with people working remote, it's beautiful because you home. That's it. I wake up. I can make myself something to eat. Log on to the computer when it's time for me to start working. I ain't got to deal with the extra bullshit. I just do the work. That's it. Do the work. Like Bree said, I fuck a work family. Y'all not my family. I don't really fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let me just do the work. Once work is done, I can close this fucking laptop and go right back to my family. And ain't got to worry about no commutes. Ain't got to worry about dealing with other people that can fuck up my day.
Facts.
That shit is cool, man. Yeah, the quality of life in a lot of other countries is, you know, is very different. You know, certain things is just, you know, taken with more consideration or whatever. You know, over here, shit is doggy dog. Shit is about that paper, about that, you know what I mean? Get your ass up and get in work. Nobody trying
time
to
time is money.
Yeah, you know, and then shit, depending on where you live at too, like you was just talking about a whole situation before going to work. Like, you got to kind of get to it. You got to That's why the mindset of a New Yorker is different. Like, just going to work with this type of shit you see in the morning is just so regular, and you just keep it moving. Like, we always say about people say, like, a motherfucker try to kill themselves going to work and everybody get upset. Like, that's some real shit, yo. Like, we all probably know at least one person that's probably said that shit or probably experienced that shit. Like, so, you know, it's just a different mindset shit that you got to have, and, you know, when you're dealing with different shit.
Yo, but did you see that video that was going around with the homeless guy on the track, and the police officers were there, and the guy recording was like, he was the homeless guy was acting like he was gonna touch the third rail, and it must have been in the morning, and the guy recording was like, yo man, that ain't even the right track. If you gonna do it, you just wasting my time. Like, that ain't even the right track. Like, that's not even the right one. It's and the homeless guy's like, that one, he's like, yeah, that's the one. And other people in the background are like, nah, chill, why you do that? He's like, nah, he out here wasting our time. We got the cops out here. He just want attention. Like, if you gonna kill yourself, motherfucker, go ahead and kill yourself, because niggas gotta get to work.
That's a fact. And that, yo, if somebody not from New York, you showed them that video, because that's the most New York shit ever, because that's the truth. You be trying to just get to wherever you going. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's bad enough. My time.
Right. It's bad enough. I already got to deal with MTA bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Train running late. Delays on the track. It's like, what the fuck, yo? Now I'm at the mercy of MTA now, because y'all can't get y'all shit together. Now I got this motherfucker with no shirt and flip-flops standing on the track. If you're going to do it, just do it, bro.
You better hope it's not hot in there and some shit. Or,
like, just
or,
do it. I mean?
Yeah, and they were on the ground. It was like the F train or something, so you know that it's one of them hot, and you see
Queens all
the
trains and just shit.
Talking to him,
right? One of them old school train stations ain't got no AC in that motherfucker. Yep. But nah, that's a fact, because imagine you there for 2 hours till they figure this shit out, right? So now if you going to work, I'm 2 hours late, 2.5 hours late. Why? Some dude almost killed himself. The fuck you mean? Just at this point, if I had to wait on it, finish the job.
Yeah. You know how many times you had to figure out, like, you validly got to figure out different ways to get to one fucking place. Like, it's a you really like, from anywhere in the Bronx I can maneuver, from anywhere in this I can figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just the transit system in New York City is probably one of the most elaborate systems, you know, in the world, and it goes in a lot of different directions, and depending on where you at, your ass can be lost, know what I mean, real quick, you know what I'm saying? you could be on a D train pause and be in the Polo Grounds, you know what I'm saying? Or son, you could be on Tremont somewhere, or you could, you know what I'm saying? It depends.
when I first started working in the city, now, I'm a Bronx girl, bougie Bronx girl. I was not taking no trains or no buses. I was in a poppy cab, or I was getting driven somewhere. I barely took a train. I didn't know. I wasn't doing that. When I started to work in Manhattan on 41st and 7th, first few times was a breeze. One time, I was coming home from work, and all the green lines were out. Mm. I live only on the green line, so the two... What is it? The five
four,
train?
Five, six. 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. No service to 4, 5, 6. I was on that train lost. I think I even shed a tear and everything. I was looking around. The train was like this, jam packed. I had no idea where to go, what to do. And I was just looking around for one person that remotely knew what they was doing. And this is when you know God is on your side, because I looked at one guy and I was like, I have no idea where to go. Like, I don't know what to do. And the guy was like, yo, don't worry, I got you, because we going to the same, like, we going in the same area. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I traveled ways that I didn't even know existed to get to the other side, to then have to take buses. Because once one of them lines is done, you got to transfer to this one and that one, and you got to take the D and the F and the R and the Q and the 2 and the 1. And I'm like,
that shit is on.
Then you got to get off and get the bus to go over here, and then you got to take the B12 to the B81, and you're like, what?
That's what I'm saying. People don't realize, yo, when I worked in Long Island City, and I worked out there for a lot of years, I was taking two, sometimes three trains and a bus to get to work. That's why I say all that delay shit, I agree with homie. You gonna kill yourself, bro. Because, nah, real talk, bro, because one delay already gonna fuck up my next transfer.
Yeah.
Facts. Mind you, I'm trying to get to work by 7 in the morning, so I'm leaving my crib by 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. I'm already sacrificing to leave at this time just to get there by 7. So I need all this shit to run smooth. I need to be able to get off the 6 train at 125th Street, take the 405 down to 59, get that, you know, the end of the R over to Queensboro so I can get on my bus. You fucking around and got me sitting in the station all this extra time. Now I'm late, late. I'm not even a little late. I'm late, late now. So
and if you... And if you got that one boss that's like, well, you right. should have left on time. And it's like, what you mean left on time?
Right.
I leave at the same time. Usually, well, sometimes you got to leave a little right. earlier. Like, that shit don't, it does not matter when Yo. You're taking, when you're on MTA. Like, none of that, like, that is irrelevant. None of
that shit not your way.
People don't understand that shit, bro. Especially, like, traveling in the wintertime in New York is the worst, bro. Because if it ain't the weather, because we know they don't clean up the streets when it snow. You always jumping over a mound of snow. To be on a train when everybody got winter coats is the most uncomfortable shit ever, yo. So it's like, it's that's why I say all of that is a combination of just frustration. The moment you leave the house, you're already frustrated because they didn't push all the snow up on the sidewalk, so ain't nowhere for you to walk. Then I finally get to the train station. It's dirty water all over the place. So now I'm splashing around in the train station. Mind you, it's 6:30 in the morning right now. I'm already dealing with this. The sun ain't even come up yet.
Yeah. And don't come outside with your good shit on right. one of those days. You better help me out some bullshit.
Don't be like trip notice. Sean know it too. Bree, I know you wasn't on the train like that. But there was a couple of 6 train veterans, homeless motherfuckers, that smelled like death.
Yeah.
And it'd be just your luck. It'd be one of them days when they walking through the train, you like, oh, now I got to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker smelled like death, bro.
It was a lady that used to be on the D and the 4 train, and she used to come on the train with the drum and be like, ain't no joke. Yeah, I'm broke. And like, she used to always be on the 4 train, and she would get off on like Mount Eden or something like that. I think it was a shelter over there or whatever, but she yeah. had a drum, and she'd get on there, had a song, so I'm trying to survive or something like that. But like, everybody would stop singing, ain't no joke. Yeah, I'm broke. Everybody on the train was singing.
I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of missed the train, riding the train a little bit.
That shit is an adventure in itself, bro. It never fails. Every day is something on the train. Every day. If it ain't somebody begging for money, and I'm not even mad at those that's asking for money and begging for money. You know, you down on your luck. It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do. But it's the cats that stink.
Yeah.
It's the cats that now want to fight on the train. It's the cats that want to hold up the train. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my man sent me a picture, especially as of late, since after like the pandemic and stuff, how the homeless, you know, homeless have kind of almost taken over the train. It's like the homeless motel. He sent me a picture of literally a whole cart, and there was a homeless person on each like seat.
That's crazy.
Just laid out, just one on each side. It might have been like 4 or 5 of them, because you know one car is pretty big. 4 or 5 of them just sleeping, one on each side, sleeping, laid out. That no one could even use that cart because they were all sleeping on the cart. And he was like, yo, that show, send me a picture, like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, it's getting crazy and crazier. And he was during the pandemic, he was driving in because he still had to work. He was an essential worker.
Yeah.
So he was driving in at one point, you know, for all that time, because why even take public transportation? The city is shut down. So you could drive in and out and find parking or whatever. Mm-hmm. But after that, he says it's wild. It's crazy the way that they just, and I've taken the train. I had my, you know, my few years when I was going into the city and taking the train. So I learned and I saw all the shenanigans going on, but that was before the pandemic. Now, even the few times that I've taken the train, I'm just like,
shit is wild.
Shit is different. Shit is different.
Hell yeah.
It's different.
I'm retired from that life. I don't live that life no more.
Let's get out of New York. New York real quick.
Talking about the train made us all angry and shit.
Right? You know, so, you know. Yo, so recently Chris Brown was supposed to perform in the AMAs, and I think they took him off or whatever, and Kelly Rowland had said something about it, and she, you know, she stood up for him, she stood up for Chris Brown, whatever. We saw a video of him performing or whatnot or whatever. So, you know, it was an interesting situation, but
I'm just trying to figure out why they still canceling him.
Well, I think they were trying to cancel because they supposedly, or maybe they added on to him. They was like saying that they was on that would be honoring a child, like, you know, because, well, Michael Jackson never was charged with anything.
He was charged. He just wasn't convicted of anything. Okay.
Yeah, he was charged. He was never convicted. But well, I was about to say, were they canceling it because of Chris Brown, or they were canceling the performance because it was an honor to Michael Jackson? Because the way people were making it seem was like they canceled it because it was Chris Brown doing it.
Mm. I think it might.
I was confused because I saw that he was supposed to perform, but then he won an award.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because was it Kelly Rowland? Who was it?
Yeah,
who,
she accepted. She was presenting the award for him,
and they were booing him. So I'm trying to figure out: you're still getting nominated for your music, you know what I'm saying? You're still getting nominated and you're winning, but they're canceling you from performing. Like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And I'm like, what was it for? Was it for the Rihanna thing? Like, what has he done? Like, okay, you know, Chris Brown has done some things, and he, you know, he has had his, you know, lashing out and stuff like that. But I feel like since everything he's been going through, he's changed. He hasn't been, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been better. He hasn't done anything. He's getting nominated and winning awards. So why y'all canceling him?
Son, she forgave him. Like, she was playing his music. And remember, they have felt the way about what happened and all that. Because, you know, a lot of times people really want you to, like, do the shit that they wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of times, like, you know, you can have, like, one of those friends. You can give them advice and shit and tell them what to do. But they'll still go back and do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times people, the same shit that they'll hold these motherfuckers to standards and shit that they don't hold themselves to or whatever. But regardless of the fact, like, she forgave him, though. Like, they was good.
When that happened, it was mad young.
But even the AMAs didn't give a read. I was just looking it up, too. They didn't give a reason why they canceled it. They said they just changed the direction they wanted to go with the show. So they didn't say if it was because of him or because if it was a tribute to Mike. So, like, they left it open to interpretation. I think that's why everybody's trying to figure out, like, why are you canceling the performance? Because he was slated to perform, and then they just, for whatever reasons, chose, nah, we're not going to go with that performance. So they never even gave a full explanation on it.
Yeah, it's
weird. I mean, you know, that's the industry. The industry does weird things. You know, people getting canceled that shouldn't really be canceled, and people that should be canceled are not. So
you know what's crazy though? We talking about this shit, right? Nobody was gonna watch the AMAs anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Let's keep it a buck. Nobody was gonna watch.
I know I wasn't playing.
Them, right. So I think, you know, we more mad that they did that shit to Chris Brown, but at the end of the day, if Chris Brown would have performed, none of us would have saw that shit anyway.
We would have saw it.
We would have saw the clips on Instagram. Yeah, we saw it on Instagram. You know, we would have watching the show, though.
Seen him moonwalking across the stage and shit. But, like...
He'd be like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, why y'all canceling Chris Brown? Like, and then he's going to go win an award? Are you going to think he's going to present the award? Like, y'all are mad, like, backwards.
Yo, nobody watching award shows anymore. Let's keep it a buck.
Nah, that's real.
I think more people tune into a versus battle than an award show.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Them shits ain't nothing but a look anyways, though, for certain people. You know what I'm saying? But like y'all was saying, we'll look at them shits online the next day. Like, we're not really checking for that.
First of all, the BET Awards gonna come on 10 times in a row anyway. So if you're watching that, you know, you're gonna be good.
Yeah, I only if there's a performance I want to watch, like when Pusha T brought out his brother at the BET Awards, then I went back on YouTube and watched it. But I could care less about the award show or anything else.
Nah, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch award shows anymore. Like, I even forget when they're on.
We don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Let's give a fuck. We really don't. No. Social media has got us to the point where we like, yo, I see the highlights.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I stopped caring about them joints when I worked on a few, but like, we just was like, all right.
It's just that we see celebrities every day on social media. We don't give a fuck about your award show.
Nope.
We don't care about your platform. We'll just catch it when we want to catch it.
Mm-hmm. Because people want them streams and all that, them views in other places anyways. They don't give a damn. Like, it's so many other ways that people and places are learning to monetize, you know what I mean, certain things. You know, they already clip everything up and put stuff out or whatever. So they're going to get those. They're going to get their looks anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. Yo, the Balenciaga situation, that was you talking about canceling and stuff like that. Y'all seen what Lil Duval has said about it?
Nah, what he said?
So Lil Duval basically was like, now that they got y'all money, this is what they doing to get rid of you motherfuckers like Tommy Hilfiger did.
I mean, he did say he don't make his clothes for black people, so.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
But yeah, that was a whole little thing behind that, because remember they were trying to say, like, no, that didn't happen. Like, that was, like, I don't know. Regardless of the fact, I think it might have hurt him a little bit though. But I mean, a lot of motherfuckers is buying shit from the flea market, so it ain't really matter anyway. So, because that shit kind of wasn't cheap either for back in the day.
No,
yeah,
not at all.
I mean, I don't know. The Balenciaga shit is iffy in itself. I think it's a fucked up look what they did though. I do think it's a fucked up look. But a lot of that goes back to what we talked about before, like with fashion and. That's overseas shit. That's Europe shit. Europe is like super sexualized. Mm-hmm. So that shit is nothing to them. They don't blink an eye. We're more conservative over here about shit like that. So to us it's like, nah, why would y'all make a fetish?
We try to look that way on the outside.
Well, that's the presentation we love to give.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the presentation we love to give. But it's funny because I said this shit, my oldest daughter and I was having this conversation and she didn't even think about it. I was like, you know what's funny? Like everybody's outraged about this Balenciaga. It's a teddy bear, mind you. It ain't kids and
Damn. Nah, it was some other stuff, bro. It was a picture that they had with a court case, and it was about child pornography. Then it was something else where they was doing something with, like, it was some kids or somebody that was around. Like, nah, it was a few things that they had did. Oh.
Well, I'm talking about the particular outrage right now because I know people started bringing up older court situations.
But it was in the shoot or something like that.
Oh, I didn't. The pictures I saw were more centered around kids holding teddy bears.
The teddy bear,
right?
The teddy bears, sexualizing them, right?
Right. The teddy bears were dressed in dominatrix type gear and all that, right? But I said this shit to my oldest daughter, and she was like, "Yo, you right. We got outraged about that, right? But you know, if you go to Build-A-Bear, you could put leather boots and fishnets on a Build-A-Bear. That's a fact.
Yeah,
that's a fact. Because last year for my daughter's birthday, my youngest daughter's birthday, we took her to Build-A-Bear, and there's a bear." Right, because you can dress them however you want. And I was like, remember, they had the leather boots and the fishnet you could put on a bed. But nobody put the correlation together because nobody, obviously, we're not thinking that way.
Yeah.
But because of the outrage of Balenciaga, now everybody's upset about the shit. But you can walk in your regular mall and do the same shit at Build-A-Bear.
Man, you about to have a kinky bear.
Come on.
Don't
get your
bear.
Kids a kinky bear for Christmas, guys. Yeah, spend a little bit more
that's,
money.
That's what you're giving out, the kinky bears for Christmas.
Kinky bears.
Wow.
That's wild.
Hey girl, I got kinky you this bear. Kinky wow. bear.
Kinky that's bear. For your lady. Wow. And you gotta get the kinky bear with the sex dice.
The Maybe. Sex dice like, is it gonna be like Teddy Ruxkin?
Yeah.
Like something in the back, but it's gonna be the Bluetooth if you play the speaker.
And you know this, man.
Nah, that's some wild shit right there. Yeah, what else did I see? Fucking it's the holidays, so you know what people was doing all type of wild shit. Did you see those motherfuckers that was putting those blue crabs in the air fryer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. They was putting crabs in the air fryer, yo.
Bro, I don't even know what to say to that shit, bro. Like motherfuckers was just doing everything. Anything.
Did y'all see the motherfuckers frying chicken in the washing machine?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. They was cooking it up.
That was crazy. I mean, the chicken was looking crispy, but that shit was crazy.
I don't give a fuck.
They were washing the collard greens in the bathtub.
I saw that. And listen, I ain't gonna front. She used to be on my top five dead or alive. I used to keep a list a long, long time ago. But Christina Milian, I seen what you was doing with that mac and cheese, and you're fucking disgusting.
That was terrible.
What she do? Bro, she had the mac and cheese in a pan, and she's literally mixing it all up by hand.
Wasn't Krayshawn doing that too?
Yeah, that. But yeah, I saw Christina Milian do it first. That shit is wild. You crazy for that?
Why are you touching my food, son?
Fuck is
with
you?
With no gloves
on. That ain't even how you make the mac and cheese, though. What the fuck is you doing?
I've been filming chefs for too fucking long. You better put some damn gloves on before you touch the food. Nasty. Yep.
That was crazy to me.
I mean, I'll still take it down, but yeah. You know, I'm just saying that's nasty.
It sounded nasty. It looked nasty.
It's no. But I don't know if the macaroni gonna sound nasty.
Well, you know what it was sounding like.
You know what it was gonna sound like.
when you see somebody making the mac and cheese and their hands look like that, it even sounds nasty. Because you looking at it and you like,
that's how you like it, Christina.
It's like, ew. Nah. And she's just like,
she wants somebody to mix her mac and cheese around. That's what it was.
You know what? Let's get ready to. Now you're talking about dirty mac and cheese.
Yo, my man BG getting out, man.
Facts. He just is coming home. He coming home.
Cash Money is the army, better yet the Navy. I don't know. He gonna be outside somewhere, man.
They gonna do it. The tour coming soon because you know Turk been screaming free BG for the longest time. They gonna get right. They gonna get back in. They gonna get back out there.
He was doing a lot of clickbait stuff though, with the comments and stuff, and yeah, BG was definitely home. Doing a lot of clickbait stuff.
Nah, that's a fact. So look, what we gonna do? We're gonna end off with some BG since the real is back. Or at least it's about to be back. Shout out to BG, man. Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit.
Cut the music up. Yeah, that's good.
Too hood to be Hollywood.
Best some shoot something.
One of the realest niggas ever done it.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, chill. Yeah. Live and living color. It's like beat chisel, got a worldwide ghetto pass. I'm murdering nigga, take a flight to the motherland. I fear God only, never fear another man. It's never one hustle, I always got a backup plan. It ain't no secret, I could tell you about the gutter, man. I'ma write a book about how to come out the struggle, man. Not come through, you know what's in them duffel bags. A lot of gaps, a lot of cash, and some ski masks. You know my street pass, it been certified. Stop lying, I'm a G, you've been heard of. I stop repping, you a pussy, I've been heard of you. You playing with a gangster, homie, the nerve of you. Oh, you looking for me, what dog, I'm looking for you. I'ma have your people wearing a rest in peace shirt of you. My reputation on the block, been A1. I'm the same in a nigga, I've been since day one.
I said something, choose something. You just talking to know you ain't gonna do nothing.